from God our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ.
Amen.
We live in an era today that's kind of unprecedented. We've got communication technology that allows everyone to have their own voice, that anyone can write, anyone can speak, anyone can put their thoughts out there and tell their story. That's a good thing and a not so good thing. And I'm a little confused sometimes by a lot of the stories, a lot of the writing, a lot of the rhetoric that I see coming out of the church today. I see on one hand this rhetoric that is based primarily on a theology of glory, that the Christian life is primarily about being successful, that the Christian life is about being victorious, that if you will just become a Christian, then you will be healthy and wealthy and prosperous and all will go well for you. Which sounds great, just happens not to be true. And on the other hand, so often today, the rhetoric based on fear. That we've got to do something to protect the church, that we've got to do something to protect ourselves, that there are those in our culture today who are out to get us in ways that have never happened before, that we've got to act or else we're going to be imprisoned or killed. And if we don't do something now, we're going to lose the church. Doesn't sound very good. It also happens not to be true. Two different rhetorics that are out there don't sound all that much like Christ. As Christ speaks this morning, you know what? They're going to deliver you into the courts. They're going to flog you in the synagogues. Brother is going to rise up and deliver brother to death, the father his child. Children will rise against parents and have them put to death, and you will be hated by all for my sake. Pastor Wheatfeld, Christ Academy next year. Right there. That's what we do. Come and join us. Come and be persecuted. Come and suffer. Sounds like a great recruitment pitch. Come on. And yet the reality is that you come and you have come and you do it willingly because you know the truth. Because you know that you are the only hope against the darkness that is in our world. That you are the ones who will go forward and proclaim the unpopular truths. That you are the ones who will go into the places where no one else will go and no one else will stand and will proclaim mercy and freedom. That you will stand before man today and proclaim that the American dream, that the next promotion, the beautiful wife, the 2.5 kids, the garage and the dog is a lie. And it will not fulfill you and make you whole. That you will stand before the world and proclaim that men and women are distinct and separate and different and fearfully and wonderfully made in their own ways. Not just interchangeable parts. You will stand and proclaim the fundamental reality that we are all saint and sinner, somehow crammed into the same body, and that there is a God in heaven who loves us and knows us and cares for us in spite of that. You will speak because it matters, because there is no other light, no other hope, no other source of truth in our world. Because there are people living and dying in darkness who do not know the love of Christ. You will speak. And you will suffer for it. You will. When you question the cultural orthodoxy, you're going to get shouted down. You're going to get insulted. You're going to get called names. It's going to happen. We see today some of our brothers and sisters even facing prison, and perhaps worse. It will happen. It shouldn't surprise you. Look how they treated Christ. Betrayed, put on trial, beaten, suffered and executed on the cross. That's not the end of the story. That after the cross comes the empty tomb, that after death comes resurrection, that in the midst of darkness, light blooms. It's the end of the story. We got a chance this morning to see the beginning of a new story. Got a chance to watch as Carissa was born through water and the word to new life. There's just something to that, you know? There's something about being a part of our community that binds us together, that binds us in ways that words can't quite capture, that says that when you laugh, we're gonna laugh with you. And that when you celebrate, we're gonna be there alongside you and celebrate. And when you struggle, we're gonna struggle. And when you hurt, we will hurt. And when you weep, we will weep, because you're one of us now. And when the day comes, and may it be forever far away, that you look on this world for the last time, when you die, some part of us will die with you. But when you rise, and make no mistake, Carissa, you will rise. We will rise with you. Even death has no power over us. Be not afraid. Stand firm before man and emperor. Join the unbroken line of faithful confessors and speak the truth. Speak the truth to the stable hand and the farmer. Speak the truth before judges and magistrates if need be. Speak the truth before kings and emperors and presidents and prime ministers, and let them try to silence the church. It's been tried before. Let them try. Our Father Tertullian wrote, "The blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. They may hate us. They may imprison us. They may even kill us, but they will not silence us." Generation after generation of faithful witnesses have lived and died before us, and generations still unborn will stand alongside us. Until that day, proclaiming the truth faithfully, until the Son of Man comes again in his glory. Do not fear. Do not waver. Proclaim the truth. You are not alone. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, hold our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord.